Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. St. Peter's Square on the last Saturday in May is the venue for a celebration to mark the closing of this Marian month, an event which takes place when darkness closes in on the square, in the presence of Pope Benedict XVI, who will lead the recitation of the rosary there. Monsignor Carol Castile, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Human and Christian Development, Cor Unum, spoke to us ahead of this celebration.
The Holy Father also sets the example in what is called popular piety, which is really the piety of all the saints, since each of them had great love for our Blessed Lady. In the name of all humanity, she gave her consent to God's plan of healing and redemption. And the Pope knows that as Queen of the Apostles, Our Lady can give him the needed strength in his apostolic ministry. And the same goes for every priest and bishop. And that is why the clergy should always show their love towards Mary, our Heavenly Mother. Piety and love towards the Mother of God means imitating her virtues. After she received the announcement of the coming Redeemer, Mary immediately performed a great act of charity, the visitation of her cousin, St. Elizabeth, mother of St. John the Baptist. That is today's feast day. So we also should perform some special act of charity. Our papal department, Cor Unum, has as its special mission the promotion of the Catechesis of Charity, which His Holiness gives such a clear picture in his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est. Today, the Church also remembers Mary's Immaculate Heart, and with the Pope, we all pray for a purification of our hearts in charity.
Well, our thanks there go to Monsignor Castile, the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Human and Christian Development, Cor Unum. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.